take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're alive.
Friday, make sure we got everything we need for the hike.
Thanks for all your help, Mrs. Garrett.
Oh, sure.
This year's campout's gonna be the best one yet.
Right. Hey, guys.
Hi, Tootie.
Hi, Tootie.
Hey, Tootie. How you doing?
Okay, Zach. Listen, the food nets are all set.
Food nets? What are food nets?
You hoist the food up in the tree so the animals don't get to it.
Animals? What animals?
Oh, possums, raccoons, maybe an occasional wolf.
Nobody told me about the animals.
Don't worry, Joe. We have the men to protect us.
I'm gonna bring a rock.
Boys, we'll see you next week.
Thanks again, Mrs. Garrett.
Sure.
We'll look for the extra lanterns.
Right. Oh, Tootie, I have to type up the menu for tomorrow. My typewriter's on the fritz. Can I borrow yours?
Sure, it's on my desk.
Thanks, hon.
Come on, everybody get in here. Come on. Okay. When the lantern flashes twice and you hear, that'll be the signal. And we'll all meet at the pond.
All right. All right.
And go skinny dipping.
Skinny dipping? Won't it be a little cold for that? So we'll wear gloves. Oh, and sweatsuits like last year.
Just as long as you're wearing that perfume that drives me crazy.
It's gonna be an ambiance night.
Hey, go on, tell me yourself.
Hey, I hear that two kids found the Mohican arrowhead on last year's hike.
Hey, Tootie, when we go up to Cooper's Rock, maybe we'll find something terrific, like old fossils in a cave?
Maybe. I didn't know there were caves up there.
Sure, big caves. They're secluded and private. Anything can happen. I can't wait to show them to you.
Well, we'll probably be too tired from hiking to do much exploring.
Are you kidding? That's what these hikes are all about. Exploring.
I gotta go set up for dinner.
Hey, Zach.
Where have you two been? Practicing for the hike?
Oh, who needs practice?
Come on, guys. We gotta get back.
Okay. Bye-bye, girls.
Bye.
See you next week.
Don't forget the perfume. And make it industrial strength.
Bye.
Aren't they a hoot?
This hike is going to be so much fun.
I hope you're more careful this year. I heard that last year you and Roger came back with poison ivy.
We also came back going steady.
Aren't those the two sweetest words you ever heard? Going steady? Actually, I'm partial to dinner's ready.
Tootie, you saw the way Zach Peters was looking at you. He had Cooper's Rock written all over his face.
Uh-huh. Come on, you guys.
Tootie, you have no idea what it's like being with a boy up at Cooper's Rock.
His shoulders sheltering you from the wind.
Then he takes you in his arms, and presses his lips to yours, and your insides turn to tapioca.
Jello.
Scrambled eggs.
With me, it's pastrami on rye.
And you are going to feel the same way next weekend.
Can you stand the wait?
Girls, I think you should take your long underwear on the hike. The temperature really drops at night.
Not with the Bates boys in the next tent.
Down, Nancy. There will be no hanky-panky with Mr. Fogarty and me around to chaperone.
They have to sleep sometime.
We'll take turns.
See you later, Nancy.
Tootie, you didn't sign up for the hike. You want me to put your name down?
Don't bother, Mrs. Garrett.
It's no bother.
I changed my mind. I'm not going. Not going?
She's going. You're going.
No, I'm not.
Well, Tootie, you think about it. Maybe you'll change your mind again. Oh, come on, girls. Let's go. We're behind schedule for dinner.
Ah, come with us. It won't be so awful. I'm going. And I hate fresh air. It clogs my sinuses.
Tootie, why don't you want to go on the hike? I have wonderful plans for you.
It's not that I don't want to. It's just that I can't.
Why not?
Because my boyfriend wouldn't like it.
What boyfriend?
You don't know him.
What him don't I know?
Teddy, from Washington. He was a junior tennis counselor at my camp.
But that was last summer at camp.
Blair, he's kept in touch.
You've been getting letters from him?
Right, letters. We have a relationship.
No kidding, you pen pals? That's cute.
Cute. Teddy's letters would melt the chrome off your exhaust pipe.
Melt chrome?
Yeah. That's why I can't go on the hike. Teddy doesn't want me near other guys. He's insanely jealous.
About these love letters. Why haven't I seen any of them?
Blair, where is it written, everything is your business?
Now, about these love letters.
You could have at least shown me an envelope, a stamp,
one hot paragraph.
Dear Tootie, how is my gorgeous little fox? Tootie, honey, your Teddy is so glad you're not going on that hike. I shouldn't be jealous, but I know you're too good for me, and I don't deserve you. Why is this cruel world keeping us apart? I can't go on with this torture.
You know, every man that's ever loved me has said those same words.
I can't go on with this torture.
No. The part about you're too good for me.
Tootie, go on with the letter. Read, read.
I'd better skip the steamy stuff. You can't stop now. This is better than a Harlequin romance.
I'll skip to the end where he says, be good, be true, and be ready for action next time we meet. Teddy Lee Watson, Jr., your hunka-hunka burning love. Now you see see why I can't go on that overnight hike with all those guys.
Oh, I know. Men can be so possessive.
Excuse me, I'm retiring to the privacy of my room.
Tootie, could I speak to you for a minute?
Sure, Mrs. Garrett.
Well, that was some letter I couldn't help overhearing. Tootie, I don't know exactly how serious this is.
Very. The guy's crazy about me.
Oh, that's nice. Tootie, you're very young, and you haven't had many serious involvements.
No. Teddy's my first real commitment. But it's all just letters. I mean, with Teddy in Washington and me here, the only one that's delivering is the mailman.
That poor kid. Living with the pain of separation. And not sharing it with anyone.
In all these months, I've been treating her like a child. How could I be so insensitive?
Practice.
Tootie's so young. Who ever dreamed she could be this involved?
Those poor kids. Who knows when they'll see each other again?
I just had another one of my brilliant ideas. Suppose somebody wonderful arranged to fly Teddy up here for the weekend as a surprise.
I love it. What you looking for, Tootie?
My poncho. I told Joe I'd lend it to her since I'm not going on the hike.
Not so fast. Maybe you'll decide you want to go on that hike more than anything in the whole entire world.
Why?
Why not? What else are you going to do Saturday night?
Watch television while I babysit for the headmaster's kid.
You can babysit next weekend. But this weekend, you're going to be busy up at Cooper's Rock.
Natalie, I already explained why I can't go on the hike. Teddy's very possessive. He doesn't want me going anywhere without him.
But suppose. Just for the sake of supposing. Suppose somebody bought him a ticket, and suppose he flew up here so he could go on the hike with you.
Suppose who bought him a ticket?
Suppose Blair?
Teddy a ticket to fly up for the weekend?
No, not yet. She's calling him tonight and inviting him.
She's calling Teddy and inviting him? Here?
I knew you'd be overwhelmed. Tootie. I knew this would blow you away. I know you're speechless with joy.
Judy, thanks for letting me use this again. My typewriter is still in intensive care.
Cheer up,
Judy. It's only a typewriter.
She's just stunned by the incredibly wonderful thing I just told her.
Ah.
I can't tell. This is Blair's surprise. Now, remember, Tootie, don't tell you-know-who that I told you about you-know-what.
Natalie, would you take this supply list down to Joe in the you-know-where?
Mrs. Garrett, what am I going to do?
About what?
Blair's arranging for Teddy to come up for the hike.
I don't know if I like that.
I'm sure I don't. Mrs. Garrett, when Blair calls to invite Teddy, the girls are going to find out there is no Teddy.
What? You mean you made him up?
Just the good parts. I mean, there is a Teddy Lee Watson, and he was a junior tennis counselor at my camp, but the only thing he ever whispered in my ear was, keep your eye on the ball, dummy.
But what about all those letters?
I wrote them myself.
You mean your hunka hunka hunka?
Yeah, but I had to do it. I mean, all the other girls sit around talking about their romances, how their insides turn to mesh. Well, my insides aren't meshy. I'm not even near mesh.
Oh, that's okay.
No, it's not. The girls think I'm grown up. They couldn't wait to get me up to Cooper's Rock with Zach. And I don't want to do that.
You don't have to do that. Cooper's Rock has nothing to do with being grown up.
The girls think it does. Mm. And if they knew how I really feel, they'd tease me and call me a kid and make jokes about my hormones.
There's nothing wrong with your hormones. Oh, I know there are kids out there your age splashing around in the Blue Lagoon. But I think there's a lot to be said for taking things slowly and learning to tread water first.
But I felt cornered. I didn't know what to say.
Tootie, what you do or don't do is nobody else's business. There's no timetable with these things. And you don't have to let anyone bully you into telling lies. You do what you feel is right for you to do, and you won't go wrong.
Here's the rest of the supply list, Joe.
Thanks. Guess what we're eating on the hike? Twang turters and trench-dried potatoes.
What's that?
Wait, it gets better. For dessert, we're having fresh fruit.
Isn't that supposed to be fresh fruit?
I guess Mrs. G's still using Tootie's typewriter.
I don't believe it.
What's that?
One of Teddy's letters.
Where did you get it?
Found it by accident.
What's all that gungy stuff all over it?
Nothing, just a little garbage.
You mean you stuck your hand in the trash and tunneled down through the popsicle sticks and the banana peels to dig out that letter?
I was looking for my eraser.
That's disgusting. Let me see. Tootie, I teal you near, though you are tar away.
I am yours, tor ever.
I wonder what the odds are on having two typewriters messing up the same key.
About 6 billion to 1. Well, well, well.
Blair, I don't like your tone. Are you saying that Tootie made up those letters?
No.
You said it.
Why would she do that?
Why? I'll tell you why. To make a fool out of Blair Warner.
You don't need Tootie for that. Why would Tootie make up a romance like this?
I guess because she didn't have a real one.
But I was going to take care of that this weekend. I had wonderful plans for her and Zach.
Maybe this was her way of saying she didn't want you making plans for her.
Don't make me sound like the culprit. Tootie's the one that lied.
Face it, guys. All our talk about hugging and kissing and Cooper's Rock, we drove Tootie to Hunka Hunka.
I guess we did. The problem is, what do we do now?
What are we gonna say to Tootie?
Nothing. We just go along with Tootie's story and never let on that we know what we know.
It's okay with me. Will you go along with that, Blair?
I'll go even further than that. I swear I will never meddle in Tootie's life again. And if I do, promise me you'll shut me up any way you have to.
Yeah, information? I want the number of a Teddy Lee Watson in Washington, D.C. Oh, listen, operator. Has anyone else tried to get this number today?
Hi, Tootie.
What do you want?
Nothing. I mean, I just came to drop off these extra lanterns.
Yeah, well, put them down. Over there.
Tootie, I heard you're not going on the hike.
That's right.
Oh, that's too bad. I was hoping you'd go.
Yeah, I bet you were.
Tootie, I just want to say that I hope you're not... I hope this wasn't my fault.
What do you mean?
Well, the other day, I was acting kind of... I don't know.
I know, pushy.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Why did you act that way?
I don't know. All the guys were out there. A person can only take so many elbows to the ribs until he has to do what they expect him to do.
Do you always do what they expect you to do?
Sometimes.
But you can't let people tell you what to do if that's not what you want to do. You can't let them bully you.
I know, but it's hard not to. I guess girls don't have that problem.
Huh, that's what you think.
Well, what do you do about it?
It's a long, boring story, Zach. And anyway, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not playing any more games.
That's very mature of you, Tootie. I admire that attitude.
So do I. You know something? I think I am gonna go on that hike.
You are?
Yeah. But I'm going strictly for the arrowheads. I'm not interested in Cooper's Rock.
Hey, I hear you. So I'll see you Friday, right?
Right.
Maybe we'll find something good, like a bug stuck in tree sap.
You know, this hike may turn out okay after all.
See you.
Bye.
Tootie, you can't go on that hike.
I promised.
No. This is different. Tootie, we don't want you on that hike. I mean, well, we don't want you to feel like you have to go. It hardly shapes up as a social event of the season.
But I already told Zach I'd go.
So you can change your mind. You're getting good at that.
Besides, what about Teddy? Now, what would Teddy say?
Teddy says what I want him to say. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll take care of Teddy.
Oh, Blair, about your surprise? It was a nice gesture, but I think Teddy and I are about to break up.
How did she know about the surprise?
She's breaking up. You know what that means?
How did she find out about the surprise?
Means she's free. She doesn't have to hide behind that made-up romance anymore.
How did she know about the surprise?
Oh, that. She dragged it out of me.
You'll have bought a lot of damage and enjoy the fun of managing the facts of life. They shed a lot of light. If you hear them from your brother, better clear them with your mother. Better get them right.